You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the look of truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here where we're just trying to bring understanding to end time events. I'm going to go ahead and get started with this episode here, this episode which we are saying, I was just trying to change the ticker if you saw me messing around here. We're just trying to change the subject matter here. We're calling this episode Change the Culture, Change the Culture. And again, this is the Straight Truth Radio podcast. And if you want to contact us, you can contact us at our email address. That is straighttruthradio@yahoo.com, straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. Visit our website. That's straighttruthradio.com, straighttruthradio.com. For those of you who are watching us via, those of you who are watching us via social media, we're here on Facebook at Straight Truth Radio, Twitter at Straight, that's S-T-R-8, Straight Truth, Straight Truth Radio, and also on YouTube, Straight Truth Radio Podcast, and now on Twitch, Straight Truth Radio, the Straight Truth Radio. So we're going to go ahead and get started with this episode again here. Again, episode which we're calling, what is going on here? Why are you messing up? Give me a second here. I'm having a problem with this camera. There we go. We're getting started with this episode which we're calling Change the Culture. Change the Culture. So, first of all, with reading the scripture here. You know, as you may know, this is our summer session. This is the time which we actually take off during the summer, and we take a break from all the action and all the hubbub, everything that's going on, and we reset, and then we come back in the fall with a new season of podcasting. This episode here is something that we had sat on the shelf last season. So this is season 4, but this was back in season 3. We thought about doing this episode, and we, for whatever reason, all things that were going on, we never got to it. However, it seemingly, it doesn't seem like it was as much of an accident as it were, because when we look at what's happening in our society today, you know, we've done a lot of talk, teaching, referring to scripture about this being the last days and the things that are happening in the last days. And our IG audience, God bless you. How are you? The Straight Truth Radio there on IG. When we talk about changing the culture, let me give you an example, because we were not going to do this episode, but then I felt the Lord saying, I want you to get this one in, and the scripture he gave me, let's go over here to Ezekiel chapter 22, Ezekiel chapter 22, and I want to start here. Where did I see that at? I'm going to start here, verse 23. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets. I want you to listen to the wording here. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof. Like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasures and precious things. They have made her widows in the midst thereof. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths. I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain. And I want to conclude the chapter here, dropping down here to verse 30. I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap for me, stand in the gap before me for the land. Now watch. God is looking down. Remember, God, he's looking among his people. He sees both the evil and the good. And where in that group, he sees this group over here is doing well. This group is you're okay. But this group over here is either lukewarm or just outright evil. And they are profaning his name and the things of God. And he says, to stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Now we know this is an Old Testament verse. We know that the judgments of these sins have already happened. They've already come to pass. They've already come to pass. But what we want to show you that there is a precedence that is set, that when we do evil, when we profane the name, when we compromise, when we are lukewarm, what does Revelation tell us about the lukewarm church? Because you are lukewarm and you're not hot or cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. So there is a precedent set here. He says, verse 31, therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompense upon their heads, saith the Lord God. Now watch. Payment. When you talk about recompense, you're talking about payment. And the payment for their ways was the fire of God's wrath. The payment. Hey, Pastor, how you doing? You doing good work over there. Pray for us. How you doing, sir? Listen. The payment for their sins, for that spirit of compromise. There cannot be in this day any compromise in God's house. Now, among the children of God, and we refer to this scripture often where we say Romans chapter 8, verse 19, he says, for the earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of God. So watch. You have God's creation. Now, while everybody is sitting around to my, well, we all God's children. No, we are not. We are not all God's children. We are all his creation. But the Lord tells us that we are friends with him if we keep his commandments. If we do his bidding, we have fellowship with him. So when we violate his word, we violate his commandments, when we fail to strengthen the needy and the poor, when we fail to honor the widows and the childless, the fatherless, when we fail to strengthen the church, when we are not a strength to the church, we violate what God wants us to do. We walk in compromise when we, watch this, when we couple along with the world system. Now, you know good and well, when a world is talking about men can have babies, where's the church? I'm not talking about speaking loud in your congregations. No, no, no. You're supposed to be saved there. But where is the loud spoken voice in the world speaking to the nations that this is an abomination unto God? Where's that voice? Where's that voice that speaks aloud, spares not, lifts your voice like a trumpet in Zion, and decries the things that God has declared that we must do? Walk holy, be holy, that he has made us male and female, and every male has his assignment according to his biology and his DNA and the makeup of man. And the female has her assignment according to her makeup of women, male and female. But where is the voice of the church? Never mind. I know what's going to happen here, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm doing what God's commanded me to do, and I can take man's whooping, but God's whooping, I've been whooped by him before, and it's not a good thing. I'm more afraid of him than I am of you. Listen. Let's go to Revelations real quick. I want to show you something over here in Revelation. I'm going to show you what compromise does for us when we won't walk worthy according to the vocation of our call. I'm going to start, and I've read it before. I'm not going to be before you long. This is an abbreviated episode because, again, we are in summer session. We're on vacation right now. But the Lord said, I want you to get this. At this episode, I want you to get out. Now, watch this. Let's go to Revelation here, chapter 21. And I'm going to start here. Again, I'm going to stop here. Let me start at verse 5. And he sat upon the throne, saying, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write for these words are true and faithful. His words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8. But the fearful, he's not talking about making a separation between the unsaved and the so-called saved. He's lumping it all in. If there's fearful in the world, okay, that's you already know what's coming, because you would not take heed to the word of the Lord. You would not subscribe to the word of faith. But those who are in the church, what sense does it make to go to hell from the church? He said, so he doesn't make a differential between saved and unsaved, the called and those who rejected the call. He makes a broad blanket declaration here. Verse 8, he says, but the fearful, because there's fearful in the church and unbelieving. There are folk in the church that don't believe and some of the stories that we read here in the Bible. I've talked to him. Well, I don't believe that really happened. I got a problem with Noah and the ark. I mean, how do we know that he really gathered all those? Really, shouted and the walls came down. 40 days, 40 nights of rain. I've talked to, and some seminary students still don't believe the word of the Lord. And unbelieving. And the abominable. Everything that God has said that is an abomination unto him. They in this group. And the murderers. And the whoremongers. And the sorcerers. And the adulterers. And all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone. Which is the second death. So we need to take heed, church. We need to take heed that we do not walk, or do we not walk after the platforms, the thinkings of this world. We were just talking about in service today. We're talking about making a connection. We talked about how that. Even the church today, even though that word was given to them in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, that I and the children that the Lord have given me are for signs and wonders in Zion. But not only that, that we also are to follow after Christ, follow Christ and be imitators of him. That we are to imitate Christ in the world. And so we today are for signs and wonders. Again, I brought it up before, Romans chapter 8 verse 19, that the earnest expectation awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of God. Where are the sons? Where are the sons of God that reflect Christ and his word? That not only look for, but that walk in those signs and wonders and miracles that God promised that would continue to dwell and manifest themselves in this day when God said, in my name, these things will happen. Where's that church? And where are those that will cry aloud and spare not and lift your, like I said it before, lift your voice like a trumpet in Zion against the things that are not holy? I read to you in Ezekiel that there was a group that were called by his name, that did not make a difference between the clean and the unclean, between the holy and the unholy. You know, Christ said when he comes, he said, I'm coming and my reward is with me. He said, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. He that is unholy, let him be unholy still. So don't change on my account. Don't change now. It's too late now. Do you realize that if you are not living, my wife just said it this week. We were just talking. The Lord gave her a revelation. She said, do you know that how you live now is you are auditioning for heaven. This is dress rehearsal for how you will spend all eternity. Don't think for one moment, don't think that just because I got saved back in 19, it's something to say 19, whatever. But I got saved, in 1987. My wife was, she got saved, I don't know what year. Well, I think she said she was 11. And there's many, many who can go way beyond me that are still living today and walking this plumb line in holiness and is still, calling those things that are right, and the things that are wrong. There's still those among us. But then, even with that, you know, where is the evidence? Where's the evidence of that faith that we say that we have, the work that we say that we have? Where's the evidence of that? And so she was, so I'm just going to use her word, and I'm going to kind of bring it down and close. I guess I'm going to try and land on her thought that this is a dress rehearsal. Remember, Christ said, he said that many will be turned away. And when God says, depart from me, he said, but we prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. Now think about this. In order to cast out a devil, remember Jesus said, Beelzebub can't cast, that kingdom doesn't cast itself out. If you of that kingdom, you can't cast it out. So that you have to be reborn. Because in my name, you will cast out devils and demons. Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And if you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. That happens in his name. Remember the sons of Sceva? They tried to imitate Paul. It said, we cast you out and in the name of in that name that Paul preaches, and got whooped, a solid good whooping. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Guess what? The Kellys, I know. We got evidence. But who are you? Do you have evidence today? What is your evidence? Let me stop there. Let me go back to the thought, because watch this. Because there will be those who have cast out devils and who have prophesied, and Jesus will still say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. How can you receive God's power, his spirit, do the things that we are called to do, and still miss out because God didn't know you? Watch. Because you would not make a difference between the clean and the unclean. That's a thought. That's something for you to think about. There has to be a clarion call, not just within the four walls of your church, but out on the street, that God is still looking for holiness from everyone. It's still holiness or hell. And who is declaring that? I'm not talking about in the four walls of the church. See, it's easy to be saved in church. That's easy. That's easy. We can do that with our eyes closed. But how saved are you on the production line? At the grocery store, in the bank, and I got a story about a bank, and I'm not even gonna go there. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole now. And it made me think, you represent somebody's church? I really, really want to talk to your pastor. How are you representing the King? Where is your evidence? Are you compromising and going along with the culture of this world? Now, we'll have to see what the Lord say, but maybe we need to throw a part two on this episode, because again, we're in summer session. But I want you to think about, God is calling for holiness still, because there are some things that are going to happen. There are things soon. There are things that are going to happen. You know, this is an eschatology podcast. We've been talking about these things. There are things that are going to happen, and the church is not going to be ready. They're not going to be ready because we've been compromising. We have been compromising. So I beg of you to repent. Repent today. Repent. Repent today. And so with that, I want to get ready to close out. And again, I want to invite you to our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. Right here in Garfield Heights. If you're in the city of Cleveland, the address here is 5706 Turney Road. We're on the first floor, suite 101, right here in Garfield Heights, 10 a.m. We praise God. We worship Him. We pray. We give you a quick word, something to chew on all week long, and then we release you to be with your family and friends. We don't hold you all day. We don't believe in that. So come with us. Come with us. We got some things that are coming up here in the next few weeks that I'll wait till later to announce. But if we want to go ahead and close out, and again, we want to thank you for tuning in to this episode again of the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less because of Him who became sin for us. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Remember, hold on to Him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. This is Straight Truth Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next week. Well, we pray we'll see you next week if the Lord says differently. God bless you.